The atmosphere is so heavy and so pregnant tonight. Encounters are already happening. Things are already happening. But let me trust God to drop word in the midst of the climate, because that was what God did at creation. As the Spirit of God moved, He spoke words into that climate and things happened. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 to 2, 4 to 3. He said, "Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising." The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1. Sorry, we read that already. Our objective today is to understand subject, the rising glory, dash, light in the darkness. The rising glory. We are in the conference of the rising glory. And tonight our emphasis is light in the darkness. Our objective is twofold. First is to understand our role as light. And number two is to understand our access to light. There are four things tonight that I want to start with by way of introduction. Number one, that light is a major department of the glory. Rise, shine, light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen. So when we are talking about rising glory, the rising glory, a major matter to talk about is the matter of light. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8, it said that, "Then shall your light break forth, and then the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward." So there is that connection between light and glory. A major department of glory is light. Number two, the earth is currently under the grip of darkness. It's a fact. Scriptures made it clear. The darkness covered the earth, and gross darkness the people. We saw that extensively in the morning. The earth is currently under the grip of light. Number three, under the grip of darkness. Now, number three, light is the singular answer to darkness. You don't need anything. There is no, you don't beg darkness. You don't negotiate with darkness. As a matter of fact, when you carry light, prayer for darkness is not a prayer. Light is the singular answer to darkness. The Bible says, in John chapter 1 and in verse 5, he said, "The light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." Light is a singular answer to darkness. Number four, our assignment, the assignment of kingdom people, is not just possessing light, but functioning as light. Our assignment is not just to possess light, but to function as light. I'm sure you have seen Isaiah chapter 60, verse 3, what he said. "And the Gentiles shall come to thy light." Another way to say it is, Gentiles shall come to the light that you are.
And look at this. And kings to the brightness of thy rising. You have been designed to rise like the sun rises. To the brightness of thy rising. To the brightness of thy rising. It is not only the sun that is permitted to rise. I have been packaged as a light that rises. There are kings waiting for you to rise as light. So we are not just dealing with sunrise, we are dealing with polarize. You call your name. So light is not just a thing, light can be a person. God has designed that you and me be light personified. Many years ago, we thought that you are a weapon. Tonight, you want to understand that yourself, you are a light. Whether that the light that you are will shine or not is another matter. Do we have examples? Yes. Number one, God is light. 1 John chapter 1 verse 5. This is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. And if God made man in his image and in his likeness, the recreated man is a light, is light. How many of you know that? Darkness covered the earth. Darkness ruled the earth, was in charge until God, who is light, appeared. How many of you know that? How many of you know that the earth had light before the sun was created? How many of you know that the evening and the morning were happening before sunlight? Look, I think somebody is not following me here tonight. God did not light the sun on day one with sunlight. Did not light the earth with sunlight. He didn't light the earth on day two with sunlight. He didn't light the earth on day three with sunlight. As a matter of fact, sunlight and moonlight were created on day four. But light appeared on day one. Where was that light from? It came out of light that was God. In case you don't understand, in Revelation chapter 18 verse 1, God sent an angel to the earth in the time of Revelation. And after these things, I saw another angel came down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lighted with his glory. If an ordinary angel can light the earth with the glory he carried, then it is very, very easy to understand how God lighted the earth with himself at creation before he created the sun and the moon. Genesis chapter 1 and in verse 1, the Bible said, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, light be! And light became out of himself. Light flung upon
the earth.
And he created, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And he continued creating. He continued creating. And the evening and the morning. Evening and morning were happening with the light that came from him until verse 14. And verse 14, the Bible said in Genesis 1, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And to rule over the day and over the night. And to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. So the evening and the morning of day one. Evening and morning of day two. Evening and morning of day three. Even evening and morning of the four did not happen by the rotation of the sun. It happened by light that God released from him. Am I communicating at all? God was the light, the original light of creation before the sun and the moon existed. There are many of us who are depending on maybe government or depending on institutions to cause the change on the earth that we desire. God is saying, no, I want to hold you responsible to change the situation. As much as I did not depend on sunlight and moonlight to light the earth, you are not to depend on any system to create change on the earth. You will understand as we go. Number two, David was the light of Israel. You remember in 2 Samuel chapter 21 and in verse 17, 2 Samuel chapter 21 and in verse 17. Let's start from verse 15. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint. And Ish Bibenob, which was of the sons of the giant, the weight of his spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. He being guarded with a new sword thought to have slain David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, succored David and smote the Philistine and killed him. Then the men of David swelled to him, saying, don't go out, thou shalt go no more out with us to battle, that thou quench not the light of Israel. If you go for what I said, and it came to pass after this, there was a battle against the Philistine. Verse 19. Now, earlier on, they told David, they said, if 10,000 of us perish, nobody will care. But you alone, you are more than 10,000 people. David, if you die, it was not a person that died. It is thousands that died. David, if you die, it is not death of a person. It is light that quenched. There are some people when they die, it was a person that died. There are others when they die, it is light that quenched. I will still come to this later. It is light that just quenched. There are families where the only light of the family got quenched by the devil. There are communities where the only light... A man was crying to me, literally, in the office some time back. He talked about their senior brother in their family, doing very well, billionaire person. How a man duped him, and the man just manipulated that man's life until the man died. And this man was saying, sir, he quenched the light of our community. Say, that was the shining star of our community. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? David, don't go to war. You have rescued us from darkness for as long as you have lived. And you have trained us to fight. From now on, let us fight the fight so that you can keep the light. How was fight the fight? We will fight the fight. You keep the light. How was that so? David was a 17-year-old boy when he appeared in the battlefield. He didn't appear to fight battle. He appeared to give food to his brethren. And while he came, he saw a darkness situation over Israel. That darkness lasted for 40 days. Darkness that loomed in Israel. And nobody was able to challenge that darkness. I want to provoke something here tonight. In 1 Samuel chapter 17, if you read from verse 4, you will hear the story of Goliath. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Am I not a Philistine, and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and serve us. And the Philistines say, I defy the armies of Israel this day. I challenge the armies of Israel. I confront you, I insult you. If you are a man, stand up. Give me a man. I am a man. Give me another man. Man to man. That we may fight together. Keep going. When Saul, the leader of all Israel, heard these words of the Philistines and all Israel, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. They were dismayed and greatly afraid. Keep going. Now, David was the son of that Ephratite of Bethlehem, Judah. Now, the story went on until... Now, go to verse 16. Verse 16. And the Philistine drew near morning and evening and presented himself 40 days with due apology to women in this battlefield. All right, men turned to babies. Men became babies. Let me not say women, because I've seen battles where women did even more than men. I think it was in the Syria war. Was it the city of Koban or one of those cities in those days where the women came out with their AK-47 and defended their city? And this continued in verse 23. David was saying something. And as he talked with them, there came up the champion, the Philistine of God, Goliath by name, out of the armies of the Philistines and spake according to the same words. And David heard them. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the man, fled from him. And we are so afraid, including their king. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man that is come up surely to defy Israel? Is he come? And it shall be that the man who killeth him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter and make him rich, make his father's house rich, free in Israel. And David spake to the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Men day. Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? I see the spirit of David dropping upon people here. The spirit that handles Goliath. The Goliaths of families. The Goliaths of communities. The Goliaths of nations. The Goliaths of territories. The mantle to handle those Goliaths. I see it falling on people. If you are among them, shout the loudest. Amen.
Listen to me, beloved.
Can you imagine in your mind, David did not appear. David did not rise like the sunrise. Israel will be in captivity to the Philistines forever. Listen to me. There is a family that is waiting for your rise, so they are not buried by darkness. There is a community that is depending on your rise. There is a nation that is depending on your rise. There is an institution that is depending on your rise. So they are not buried
by Goliath. And the truth of the matter is, light is not a title. Light is in glory. Saul had the title, but he was not light. So he had no ability to tackle the night.
Title carriers have no power to deal with night. It takes the light to handle the night. Carry all the titles and give me all the mantles. Any title you want, carry.
I'm in need of more mantles. I want to break more devil's heads.
I want to set more people on fire like that beneath that worry man.
We will not be alive, and Goliath will bury our generation, not under our watch. Not under our watch. Lekobarata satatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatatat the light of Israel.
Somebody lift up your hands and say, Father, I shall arise as a light in my family, in my community, in my generation. I shall arise as light.
Don't forget this when you leave here tonight. If you don't rise, if a whole village may sink, a whole family may be gone, a whole community may be buried. Example number 3, John the Baptist was a burning light in his generation. In John chapter 3 and in verse 35, John chapter 3 and in verse 35, verse 5:35. Concerning John the Baptist, the Bible said he was a burning and a shining light, and you were willing for a season to rejoice in his light. He was a burning and a shining light. Is there anybody who has the raw Bible here? This physical Bible you have? Can you go all the way to Malachi? That's the raw Bible. The physical printed Bible. Have you reached there? Have you entered the end of Malachi? Alright. Do as if you are going to. After Malachi, what do you see before Matthew? Eh? What do you see? That blank page represents 400 years of no revelation. This blank page. It was 400 years of no prophecy, no revelation, no insight, no prophet. 400. Nobody prophesied. Nobody heard anything. Nobody saw anything. Nobody said anything from God until John. Until John.
John came to break a darkness. The whole earth loomed in darkness. His generation was literally being buried in darkness until he arose as a burning and a shining light and went into the wilderness and began to prophesy. There is someone here tonight that God is about to raise to break a jinx. That God is raising to break an embargo, to lift up an embargo, to break a negative history, to break a negative cycle, to break a negative pattern. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest, amen. Nobody heard anything. Nobody saw anything. Nobody said anything until John appeared. Who said that? Since nobody has ever become a pastor from your family, you cannot become. Who said that? Since nobody has ever touched that realm from your community, you cannot touch it. Who said that? Since nobody has ever reached that dimension, God may be waiting for you as light to discontinue the blank page. Hey! To discontinue the blank page. Lebarata sataka, to bring the blank page to an end, to bring the blank page to an end, to bring the blank page to an end, to bring the blank page in your family, the blank page in your community, the blank page in your generation. Le parata setorata satalalalala. Le parata satalalalala. I don't know about you, but I refuse for darkness to continue in my generation. I refuse for darkness to continue in my family. I refuse for darkness to continue in my community. I refuse for darkness to continue. I am rising as light. I am rising as light. I shall arise like the sun. I shall arise like light and bring the blank page to an end. And bring the blank page. Who said you cannot be the first to break the back of that devil? That you cannot be the first to break the embargo? That you cannot be the first to terminate that cycle? I am anointed to announce that a mantle is coming upon you that will cause you to bring the blank page to an end. And a mantle is coming upon you that will cause you to bring the darkness to an end. During that period, you have the wars of the Maccabees and all the things, some of them you see them in this apocrypha Bible. During those 400 years. 400 years of darkness. One man rose and brought it to an end. Brought it to an end. God is about to use you to bring something to an end. But that light was short-lived. Take your seat. That light was short-lived. Then another light arose. Well, who was prophesied to come is the Master Jesus. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 12 to 17. Now, when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, that the only light that appeared after 400 years has just been quarantined. The only light that dared to rise has just been arrested and imprisoned. Keep going. Keep going, verse 12. Now, heard, he left Nazareth and he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them we sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Let me move into the region of darkness as the light in the land has been arrested. Let I'll come to that later. Let me move. Let me be deployed. The only hope of the people is in prison. Let me not leave them to remain in darkness. Let me go there. The only one that dared to rise after 400 years of dark, they call it the dark ages in church history. After 400 in Bible history, after 400 years of the dark ages, that only one has been quenched. What bothered me before I come back to this light we are talking about now, is how can light be arrested and about to be quenched? Because he was in prison. He didn't come out alive. He was beheaded. How? Why? You need to know this so that you never come to the point where, as light, you are quenchable, arrestable, and eliminatable. It looks like two things stood up to me as I studied this and I said, what happened? Number one, it appeared like John did not fully understand who he was. Man that is in honor and knoweth not is like chicken that dies. Psalm 49 verse 20. It's like beast that perish. It looks like John did not understand the full person that he was. He didn't understand his full potentials, his full capabilities, his full possibilities, the fullness of the abilities he carried. How do I say so? In Luke chapter 1 verse 17, the Bible said that John shall go forth, and he shall go before him in the spirit and the power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. John came in the spirit. That is the character and the attitude of Elijah. You know, Elijah was quick-tempered. And John too, when the soldiers were coming, say, you generation of vipers, children of snakes, return back to your snakeless fathers. Soldiers were begging. But that was not the only thing John carried. Not just the spirit, but the power. The power that called fire from heaven was in John. The power of Mashako Badadagalagaga. The power that parted the river Jordan was in John. The power that multiplied the food for the widow of Zarephath was in John. The power that rose the child of the widow of Zarephath was in John. Yet the Bible said, John did no miracle. John chapter 10, verse 41. He did no miracle. And many resorted unto him and said, John did no miracle. But he had the other side. All the things that he says prophetically came to pass. But John did no miracle. Yet the power of miracle was in John. He didn't understand his full content. The devil don't care the anointing you carry for as long as you don't understand it. The devil don't care the kind of mantle you have for as long as you are not aware of his details. John did not fully understand. He did no miracle. And secondly, he was arrestable. How many of you can have a flashback on your mind? The last time they sent some people to come and arrest Elijah. If I be a man of God, 2 Kings chapter 1, verse 10, verse 12, let fire. If I be a man of God, how can you carry the mantle of Elijah and die like chicken? How can you carry the mantle of Elijah and die like chicken? But somebody here tonight, you are going to cry to God. Please, Lord, let me understand all that I carry. Help me never to be ignorant of what you have put in my life. Let me understand my rights and privileges as a son of God. Let me understand the grace that is at work in my life. Let me understand the anointing that is at work in my life. Somebody can be a light that is quenchable if he doesn't understand what he carries. Oh Lord, please help me to fully understand who I am in you. Help me to fully understand what you have put in my life. Help me. Kenneth Hagin wrote a book titled Understanding the Anointing. That is not just carrying the anointing, but understanding that anointing. Understanding what God has put inside my life. Understanding, Kenneth Hagin. Understanding that I cannot die like chicken. I cannot just die in the hands of a herald. The one who orchestrated the death of Elijah was a woman. The death of John the Baptist was a woman. Herodias, the wife of Herod. Because John preached and said, why should Herod carry his brother's wife, Philip, and marry? That was John's offense. The one who was trying to orchestrate the death of Elijah was also a woman, Jezebel. If Jezebel could not kill Elijah, why would Herodias kill John the Baptist? The circumstances were all the same. Elijah called fire on those who came to kill him. And when the wars came to the wars, he just took direct flight of heaven. John carried that same power. That same power. The spirit and the power. He carried the same spirit. He carried the same power. Did you understand? Place your right hand on your chest. And say after me, Lord, help me to understand. Help me to understand
what you have put inside my life.
Help me not to misunderstand. Help me to understand. Help me to understand, Lord. Help me to understand, Lord. Help me to understand, Lord. I need understanding, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
The second problem of John, please take your seat. John did not understand who he was fully. Secondly, it appeared like John doubted his master and sender. He doubted his master and his sender. At one point, I think it was Matthew chapter 12 or so, where John said, "Are you the one to come? Or should we wait for another?" John, this is the same person. And he said unto him, "Are you he that should come? Or do we look for another?" Rest. And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Go and show John again those things which you do hear and see. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, and the lepers are cleansed, and the dead hear, and the dead are raised, and the poor have the gospel preached to them." John, this is the type of thing you are meant to be doing too. "But blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me." John doubted and became offended in his master and sender. If the devil wants to finish a person, he makes them to quarrel with God. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is to consider God as the one that is against you. John doubted his sender. He doubted and became offended in the one that he testified about. They say, "How do you know this is the Savior of the world?" He said, "The one who sent me said, when you are baptizing, the person you will be baptizing, that the dove will come down and descend on his head. That is the one." And he saw the dove and he said, "Here is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." The worst thing that can happen to a preacher is to doubt what you once preached. Is to begin to doubt what you once believed. And it can happen to any child of God. Is to begin to doubt the things you testified about. John doubted it, became offended, and from offense to destruction. Somebody say a loud amen. But let me go back to the point that I was making before all of this. When Jesus saw that the only light on the ground has been arrested, he moved to deploy himself as the light. Every time you see light vacancy, step in to fill it. Am I speaking to somebody here?
Anywhere you found yourself, in your family, in your community, wherever you found yourself, every time, the only light, when the light ahead of you becomes dim, when the light ahead of you becomes dim or eliminated, arise, shine, and fill the gap. I don't know who I'm talking to here tonight. Mighty man of God, all of a sudden he has crashed, and you are there in that same location and territory. What are you waiting for? "Here am I, use me. Here am I." You know, Elisha was not the only one that knew that Elijah was about to be taken to heaven.
All the sons of the prophets knew. All of them.
When he was following Elijah, they kept telling him, do you know that God will take your master from on top of you today?
He said, I know it. Hold your peace.
You know what Elisha determined? This light cannot go and there will be a vacuum. Israel cannot be prophetless. As he step out, I step in. That was why the mantle. Now listen to this. God gave Elisha, the mantle of Elijah, not just because Elisha followed Elijah, because he was not the only one. I'll say that another day. There were plenty, but he was the only one desperate enough to fill the vacuum that the exit of light will create. How do I know? Elijah gave him a tough condition. When you see me taken, the mantle shall fall. You'll have what you ask. Elijah was taken to heaven and went with the mantle. Elijah never dropped the mantle. He never dropped it. You read it well. 2 Kings. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so to thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind. Can you see anywhere here when he said, and Elijah dropped the mantle? He went up, mantle with him, went up. And it came to pass, as they still. Yes, now verse 12. And Elijah saw it, and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And what did he do? He took hold of his own clothes. Stop there. He took hold of his own clothes. Now, the mantle I asked you to give me, you have refused to give me. And you said, if I see you, I will get it. I have already seen you. Whether you drop it or not, I have clothes here. You drop it or not, what is my suit doing? He carried the suit, tore it into two. One portion, second portion, double portion. When heaven saw his desperation, the next verse happened. Then the mantle fell. He took up also the mantle of Elijah. Not given, not dropped. He fell. Heaven fell it. Desperation dropped it. Passion dropped it. Fire dropped it. Hey! Fire dropped it. Desperation dropped it. Passion dropped it. He paid the price and it dropped. I prophesy to you, something is about to drop. When you see a church that was once flourishing closing down around you, don't agree for that to happen. Step in and audaciously fill the vacuum. R.W. Schoenberg said, when he heard the news of the death of Jacob, he wept like a baby. And he stepped into probably dimensions of praying. This mantle cannot go like that.
Schoenberg stepped out with some dangerous mantles. Prayed for a woman that they had removed the breast because of breast cancer of mastectomy. A new one grew out. Yes. Schoenberg's ministry.
You don't cry. You don't smile and rejoice when the light ahead of you is quenching.
One man of God came to me and was telling me about a pastor in one country, the third one scandal or like homosexual or something, scandal or something like that. He was looking at my face and my face fell.
like I was going to cry on the spot.
And he said, what is it? I said, it will be a major loss if he falls. He was watching like, what do you mean? I said, it cost God so much to prepare one such person. It takes so much for such a person to be packaged. I went into desperate praying for that man. The event was reversed. The devil was nullified. Am I communicating? One boy came to me. His brother had died. He is my senior brother, like the hope of their family. And I said, kneel down. I'm going to pray for you. In destiny, graces are not, they can't be lost like that. Let me pray for you and let me and you ask God that whatever assignment that brother is meant to fulfill, let God add it to your own. And I drew strength from the fact that Abraham fulfilled his father's destiny. His father couldn't enter Canaan, he entered. I prayed for him with passion. Let not your parents and your family be disappointed because of his passing. Whatever he would have done for them, do double. Lay hands on him with fire and passion. Whenever the light in front of you is appearing dim or appearing like it's disappearing, rush in there. Make demands on God. I am available. Let this vacuum not exist. Try me, Lord. I have so much to say tonight, but I don't have so much time to say it now. Father, here am I. I am available. Let hell not rejoice. Tell it not in Gath. Publish it not in Ashkelon. Let the daughters of the uncircumcised rejoice. David mourned for Saul, who was meant to be his enemy. But what was paining David was one tiny point. He said the sword of Saul and Jonathan has been cast down. Vilely cast down. As though he had not been anointed with oil. A man with oil on his head shouldn't die like that. Ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew, neither let there be rain upon you, nor fields of offerings, for there the shield of the mighty is violently cast away, the shield of Saul, as though he had not been anointed with oil. Jesus quenched, fulfilled the vacuum. God is waiting for you to fill the vacuums around you. That was why he told us in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14, all the way to verse 16, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but in a candlestick, and he giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Stand up on your feet. Let me stop here. You have the right to place a demand on the light that the devil quenched from your family 20 years ago, 15 years ago. Quenched in your community. I refuse to let it go like this. I refuse. The devil must pay for everything he did against my life, against my family, against my destiny. The devil must pay.
I'd like you to go ahead, lift your voice, and begin to pray in desperation. Begin to pray in desperation. Begin to pray in desperation. Lord, I am light, and I must shine. I must shine in my community, in my family, in my generation. I am light that must shine. First of all, I appreciate God for the word tonight you heard. Appreciate God for the word tonight you heard. In the name of Jesus,
I'm going to pray just four prayers more tonight, quickly. I got to know this about the son many years ago. That for millenniums, the sun rises every day without tiring. There is no day the sun rise. The sun decided not to rise. I am tired. I have been rising for 10,000 years. Lord, I want to rise as light without weariness. The sun shines without dimming. It doesn't blink for millenniums. Father, please let not my light dim for as long as I am alive. And thirdly, the sun burns without burning out. You have some light bulbs that just pow, they burnt out. You say, I'm sure you know of burn out. Just burnt out. Father, as I burn for you, may I not burn out. Make me like the burning bush where the fire is burning and the bush is not consumed. Let's take the first one. Father, help me to rise as light without weariness. Rise permanently as light in my generation without weariness. Lift up your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to rise continually without tiring, without weariness. I receive it now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. To rise. I receive that grace to rise continually without tiredness, without weariness. In the name of Jesus. Number two, Lord, I receive the grace to shine continually without dimness. How many of you have ever functioned in a dim light setting? It's so frustrating. I receive the grace to function continually without dimness. Let my light never become dim. Let my brightness not reduce. And people are beginning to say, what happened to the man? He used to be on fire in those days. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to shine continually without dimness. I receive that grace, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray to shine without dimness. Receive the grace to burn continually without burning out. I can't have hypertension because I'm working for God.
I can't become a victim of arthritis because I'm working for God. I cannot have mental breakdown, emotional breakdown, because I am on assignment for God. The grace to bond continually without burning out. I receive that grace. Lift your voice and say, Father, I receive the grace to bond continually for you without burning out. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. Precious name. Finally, for tonight, in the afternoon, the Lord showed me a demonic spirit contending with the destiny of people, of somebody. So this very fierce looking, terrible feminine demon, like a water witchcraft demon, contending. It's like, who do you think, where do you think you are going? What do you think you want to achieve? Very fierce. You are going to pray with all the passion you possess. Every power from the waters, every power from my father's house, every power from my ancestry that is resisting, that is contending with my voice, that is contending with my destiny, perish by fire, be destroyed by the fire of the Spirit. Lift your voice and say after me, say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak against. Every contending force. From my father's house, from the waters, from the occult realm, from the witchcraft realm, against my voice, against my destiny, against my ministry, against my assignment, against my life. Oh, you demonic force, oh, you demonic force, oh, you demonic fire, oh, you demonic altar, perish by fire. Thank you. up your hands when I say in the name of Jesus, you scream glory at the top of your voice. And let the glory come upon you afresh. And let that glory drown the voice of darkness. And drown the contending force. God will give you an encounter right now. And even overnight as you sleep, the forces that want to bury your life and bury your destiny, you will see them buried and laid to rest. Amen. Shout the loudest. Amen.
Amen.
Lift your hands up. Shout out. You move back a bit, let some people. Alright, don't worry. Just drop the mic so you can be a part of it. Once you have done it, you can pick the mic up. Lift your hands high. Father, let your glory drop. Let it fall. Let it swallow up an agenda of the devil in the life of your son and your daughter. Let it kindle the fire. Let the glory kindle the fire. Your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Let Pareto sit and lead the God. Let Pareto sit and lead the God. Let the Frete sit and lead the God. Let the Frete sit and lead the God. Let Predida sit and lead the God. Let Pareto sit and lead the God. When I say the name of Jesus, you scream, glory! And place the hands on your head as you scream the glory. Father, let the fire fall. Father, let the fire fall. Let the glory be released. In the name of Jesus. Glory. 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 Yes. Glory. 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 Your hands and give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the honor. Give him the honor. Very quickly, in a short while, we shall take the body and the blood. I told you of communion. Very briefly, we shall do that. Of him that is the embodiment of light. I am the light of. Call it a refueling of light, a recharging of light. For with these, the fountain of life, in thy light shall we see light. Light me up afresh tonight. I want to congratulate everyone on ground here. I know there are people connected in hundreds of locations within FCT and thousands of places around the earth. Our churches everywhere. But I want to encourage physical participation and involvement on the ground as much as possible. Well, was it Bishop or somebody who came in here the other day? So it was exciting online. But it's different when you are physically on ground. It's exciting online, but it's something else when you are physically on ground. And all our pastors and all locations ensure that is encouraged in all locations. Minimum once a year, people come on the ground. This November convention is the first convention. Before the May and the August, this is the first one. The church started with this. This convention is 26 years old. Right? And so, give the Lord a big clap of hand. And we believe that something, an explosion. Some of you will not be able to sleep tonight. Well, but try and sleep because of 6 a.m. But you just, the prayer will just be on. It will just be on. Some of you will wake up praying from your sleep because a mighty volcano has just been kindled and the devils after your life shall feel it. As we take the communion, you are here tonight. You need to make your way straight to God. Please take your seat while we take the communion position. Quickly step forward here. Mountains are falling. Take that song again. And you can start with the lineup you started with. And now choir. I may say it tomorrow. So that we can remain in the mood of the Spirit. You are in need of surrender to Jesus. You are in need of forgiveness for your sins. You are saying to me, Pastor, tonight, I have seen something I haven't seen before. I want to make my ways right with God. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and come to the front here. Nobody needs to beg you at this time. I'll give you the count of 7 anywhere you are sitting. Quickly run forward. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want my sins forgiven. I want Jesus to be Lord of my life. I'll give you the count of 7. 1. True. Quickly rush to the front if you want an addiction broken. Please give them the space in the middle there. An addiction broken, a negative lifestyle. If someone cannot come up, please let them sit in the congregation. No need to drag somebody forward. You have an addiction that must be broken. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus. You need to make it right with God in one way or the other. You are saying, Pastor, I'm rising and falling and rising and falling. I want to rise and not fall again. Quickly also come forward here. Very, very fast. Lord, I know it when I see. Praise and the honor. Place your hand on your chest, all of you in the front, and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of sin broken off your life. Grace to live for God.
be released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' name. And everyone who is sick here tonight, I declare the sickness healed. Wholeness from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet is your portion. In Jesus' precious name. Amen.